Well, there's a deadline coming up in the next few weeks that could force President Trump's hand on the Iran nuclear deal. The White House has until October 15th to certify to Congress that Iran is complying with the terms of the deal. But the president has indicated that he may want to scrap the deal altogether. He said this in his speech to the UN General Assembly last week.
The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it. Believe me.
Joining us now is Barbara Slavin, director of the Future of Iran Initiative at the Atlantic Council. She's in Washington. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And when you hear President Trump there and some of the other comments that he's made, it does sound like he wants to pull the U.S. out of this deal. Do you think that he will?
That's the question everybody is asking in Washington. He's certainly creating a great deal of suspense, as we know he likes to do. It is still our hope that he can be convinced not to do that and that there are other ways of achieving his goals of affecting other Iranian policies that he does not like.
Why is that your hope? What would the consequences of pulling out be?
I think the consequences would be devastating for the United States, for nonproliferation, for the region. This agreement prevents Iran from developing nuclear weapons for at least a decade and perhaps longer. It puts verifiable curbs on Iran's program. If the United States walks out, Iran has a couple of options. I mean, it can decide to continue to abide by the deal if others do, in which case the United States will be all alone and isolated on the world stage. It can decide that it will begin to resume some of the nuclear activities that were banned by the agreement, in which case we could possibly have the worst of both worlds where Iran is free to resume its nuclear activities and there is really no way the United States can get anyone to sit down and negotiate again.
Well, one of the things that the president, Trump, has complained about in this deal is that other issues are not part of the deal, including Iranian support for terrorism and testing of ballistic missiles. Should those issues be part of this deal? Could they be renegotiated into this deal?
No, absolutely not. The only reason this deal was achieved, and mind you, it really took over a decade of negotiations of various sorts to get here. The only reason it was achieved is because those other issues were put to one side. Now, the president, if he wants to talk about these other issues, and I've written an op-ed with Amir Hanjani, a senior fellow at my center, about this. If he wants to talk about these other issues, he should propose new negotiations. He should work out a strategy with our European allies and see if there are some inducements that can be presented to Iran to sit down and talk about these other issues. But if he walks away from the nuclear deal, we have the worst of all possible worlds. We have no constraints on Iran's nuclear program and no possibility of negotiating anything else.
How do you think the situation in North Korea is playing into the administration's thinking on the Iran nuclear deal?
I don't see much evidence that it is playing into the administration's thinking. I wish it were. You know, I think that the people at the State Department, Defense Department, at the CIA understand the linkages here. But the president doesn't seem to see it. You know, if the United States walks away from the Iran deal and Iran has not violated it, then what possible incentive is there for North Korea to reach any kind of diplomatic solution on its much more advanced nuclear program? You know, I think this is something really important. And it's not just North Korea. I mean, any international agreement, the president wants to renegotiate trade deals, all kinds of deals which he thinks are not fair to the United States. What country will sit and negotiate with the United States when it says, well, I've decided I don't like this agreement, even though you're abiding by it, so I'm going to walk away?
If the U.S. does walk away and the deal collapses, how long do you think until Iran has a nuclear weapon?
Well, the Iranians have made it very clear that they're going to do a cost-benefit analysis. If the U.S. walks away, they will see if the rest of the world stays within the deal, whether businesses, particularly big European businesses, will do business with Iran. If they are benefiting in this way, Iran will stay within the deal. If, however, the United States' action intimidates other countries to also walk away, then Iran will probably begin to test the margins of the agreement, perhaps have a little bit more enriched uranium or a higher level of enriched uranium than is otherwise allowed by the agreement, and kind of wait and see whether the world will react. I think another factor is that if if this deal starts to fall apart because of U.S. action, it will be impossible to restore the kind of crippling sanctions that we had in 2012, 2013 that brought Iran to the table. And so it's really it's delusional to think that we can somehow renegotiate a better nuclear deal if we walk away from this one.
That's Barbara Slavin, who is director of the Future of Iran Initiative at the Atlantic Council. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.